Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Every workout you finish is only half the story. The training session creates the stimulus, but the hours that follow determine whether your body actually adapts, rebuilds, and comes back stronger. Post-workout nutrition is the bridge between effort and results, and modern sports science gives us a remarkably clear picture of how to cross it. According to guidance published on Medline Plus, the health information service of the National Library of Medicine, what athletes eat after exercise directly influences muscle repair, glycogen restoration, and readiness for the next session. What happens in your body after exercise? Hard training temporarily breaks the body down. Muscle fibers develop microscopic tears, glycogen stores in muscle and liver are depleted, fluids and electrolytes are lost through sweat, and stress hormones such as cortisol rise. Recovery nutrition works on all four fronts at once. Protein supplies amino acids for muscle protein synthesis, carbohydrates refill glycogen, fluids and sodium restore hydration, and a complete meal helps rebalance hormones. Research summarized by the International Society of Sports Nutrition position stand on nutrient timing, available through the National Institutes of Health Library, shows that total daily protein and carbohydrate intake matters most, while timing acts as a meaningful refinement, especially for athletes who train more than once per day. Protein, the cornerstone of muscle repair. Consuming roughly 20 to 40 grams of high-quality protein after training maximally stimulates muscle protein synthesis in most people. Complete proteins rich in the amino acid leucine, such as whey, eggs, dairy, fish, and lean meat, are especially effective. Plant-based athletes can reach the same leucine threshold with slightly larger servings of soy, legumes, and grains. The MyPlate Protein Foods Guide from the U.S. Department of Agriculture is a practical reference for building varied protein choices into everyday meals. Just as important, protein intake should be distributed across the day, about every 3 to 4 hours, rather than crammed into a single post-gym shake. A slow-digesting protein such as cottage cheese before bed supports overnight recovery. Carbohydrates in the anabolic window revisited. For years, athletes were told they had a razor-thin 30-minute window to eat or their gains would vanish. The evidence tells a more forgiving story. A widely cited review, Nutrient Timing Revisited. Is there a post-exercise anabolic window? Hosted on the National Institutes of Health PubMed Central Archive, concluded that the window is closer to several hours, and that athletes who ate a meal within a couple of hours before training have even more flexibility. That said, carbohydrates still matter enormously for glycogen resynthesis. Endurance athletes and anyone training twice per day benefit from around 1 to 1.2 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight per hour in the early recovery period. Whole food sources such as rice, oats, fruit, potatoes and quinoa deliver carbs along with micronutrients. Stocking your pantry with quality staples like the organic grains collection at SF Mart makes it easy to build recovery meals around minimally processed carbohydrates, and SF Mart carries a wide range of whole food ingredients that fit an athlete's kitchen. Hydration and electrolytes, the overlooked recovery tool. The table below turns the science into a simple plan you can follow after any session. Even mild dehydration impairs strength, endurance, and mental focus. A simple rule is to drink about 16 to 24 ounces of fluid for every pound of body weight lost during exercise, and to include sodium after long or sweaty sessions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Guidance on water and healthier drinks recommends water as the primary beverage for most people, with milk and 100% fruit juice as nutrient-dense options that also happen to work well after training. Supplements, helpful extras, not magic. Whey protein, creatine monohydrate, and tart cherry juice have reasonable evidence behind them, but supplements are refinements, not foundations. The NIH Office of Dietary Supplements Fact Sheet on Exercise and Athletic Performance offers an evidence-based review of which products hold up under scrutiny and which do not. Whole foods should always come first, a principle echoed throughout the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Recovery is a whole-body project. Nutrition works best when the rest of your recovery ecosystem is healthy. Sleep, stress management, and mobility all influence how well your body uses the nutrients you give it. Even structural basics matter. As we explored in our piece on why foot health is the foundation of an active lifestyle, pain-free movement is what allows consistent training in the first place. Lifestyle choices count too. Our article on how quitting smoking makes fitness feel effortless details how oxygen delivery and recovery speed improve within weeks of stopping. If you want deeper guidance on fueling, our essential nutrients guide for recovery, energy, and performance breaks down the full spectrum of macronutrients and micronutrients athletes need. And for readers who thrive on accountability, working with a professional can accelerate everything, as we discussed in the results you can expect from one-on-one fitness coaching. Our recommendations: eat 20 to 40 grams of high-quality protein within 2 hours of finishing your workout, then repeat every 3 to 4 hours. Pair protein with carbohydrates after training, prioritizing whole grains, fruit, and starchy vegetables over refined snacks. Rehydrate deliberately. Weigh yourself before and after long sessions and replace losses with fluid plus sodium. Treat supplements as a small finishing touch and verify claims through the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements before buying. Support nutrition with sleep, stress control, and healthy joints and feet so your body can actually use the fuel you provide. The bottom line: post-workout nutrition is not about racing the clock with a shaker bottle. It is about consistently giving your body protein for repair, carbohydrates for energy restoration, and fluids for hydration within a sensible window and as part of an overall healthy diet. Master those fundamentals, and every training session you complete will pay you back with interest. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.